AI News by Conjero.
Big week. A headline number to start. David Silver's Ineffable Intelligence raised about $1.1 billion to push data-free reinforcement learning. That's not just another startup check. It's a bet that trial and error learning can upend the current data-hungry training model.
Right, and the signal matters more than the tech today. Investors are saying they'll bankroll a harder path, more compute and environments, fewer curated human labels. That changes incentives for research and for companies chasing cheaper, less supervised training curves.
On the infrastructure side, AWS quietly nudged the market toward agent runtimes. Their Strands plus SageMaker pattern shows you can run Strands agents on SageMaker endpoints with MLflow, essentially packaging agents as configurable runtimes instead of fixed model APIs.
That shift is practical and strategic. It lets teams tune agents' execution environments, hooks, and state management without surrendering to a single managed API. Expect more vendors to offer runtime primitives aimed at agent deployment, not just model hosting.
Meanwhile, the Musk v. Altman trial has morphed into a governance stress test for OpenAI. With jury selection underway, the courtroom is scrutinizing funding promises, the board's role, and how product cadence was coordinated with governance.
The legal spotlight could shape product decisions in real time. If court findings change investor behavior or board freedom, OpenAI's release tempo and feature gating could become more conservative. That would ripple across the entire app and research ecosystem.
Back on devices, Sky's raising to test an AI home screen on iPhone is a neat experiment in ambient agents. They want the home screen to be an agentic interface through widgets, not just a launcher for apps.
That idea bumps up against iOS constraints and on-device inference limits. To make a responsive, privacy-respecting home agent, you need clever model offloading, efficient quantization, or very tight server edge orchestration. Otherwise, battery and latency kill the UX.
OpenAI's public principles came up too. Democratization, end-user autonomy, and safety are on the banner. But principles only matter if the product architecture enforces them. Policy needs engineering teeth to be real.
Exactly, you can claim openness, but without architectural patterns like client-side controls, verifiable execution, and transparent opt-ins, the distribution of capability stays centralized. The tech stack determines whether those principles are performative or practical.
Now throw in the rumor of an OpenAI phone. A handset designed around agents could be a deliberate attempt to sidestep app stores and bake a vertically integrated agent experience into hardware and OS.
That's a high-stakes pivot. A vertically integrated agent phone could deliver seamless context switching and persistent memory, but it also raises antitrust, developer ecosystem, and platform competition questions. The winner needs both software finesse and supply chain muscle.
Across these threads, you see a common pattern. Money chasing harder technical bets, platform vendors hardening runtime options, big orgs facing governance pressures, and startups pushing agents onto devices. They're different fronts of the same strategic shift.
And practically, that means companies won't just optimize model quality. They'll design runtime contracts, governance guardrails, and device architectures in tandem. The next few years will be about integrating those layers, not just training bigger nets.
For founders and engineers, the takeaway is tactical. If you're building agents, plan for runtime configurability, efficient on device execution, and a governance story that investors and customers can trust.
For policymakers and platform teams, the work is systemic. Figure out disclosure norms, interoperability points for agent state, and incentives that prevent single vendor lock-in while preserving safety and accountability.
One concise synthesis before we close. These six developments are converging toward an agent-first world where capital, runtime primitives, governance, and hardware will each determine who can build and who will benefit. It's an ecosystem race, not a single product sprint.
And that race will reward teams that balance bold research with product discipline, the ability to ship secure, efficient runtimes, and to explain governance choices to both users and backers.
AI News by Conjero.